Welcome to Muskoka Connects, connecting you to the people, places, and things that make Muskoka one of the most beautiful and interesting places in Canada and the world. It's winter. We're at home, spending more time at home by ourselves or with our partners or family, and looking for new adventures. The lakes that make this part of the world famous in summer are also busy in winter. Snowmobiles are buzzing around and huts are appearing up on our frozen lakes for ice fishing. Jason de Valadares is the host of the Aurelia Fishing Podcast and our resident fishing expert. I thought I'd get a few ice fishing tips and get a little insight into the sport that takes up a lot of his spare time. Jason, say someone wants to try ice fishing for the first time, what do they need and can they do it with no experience?
See, the first thing that I always say, and a lot of people I think get the wrong impression from fishermen when they first join, because the big thing about fishermen is, you know, they don't want to give you their spots. They don't want to really tell you too much about how to, you know, finesse the fish and stuff like that. And don't get me wrong, we'll share what we can. But the big thing here that I think a lot of people are missing is that, you know, this isn't a finite resource. Fishermen are very, very conscientious about the fish that are in the lake and making sure that fish population, you know, survives and doesn't get fished out. Or the, you know, fishing illegally is done. So I would say for the first part is really make sure that you understand, you know, if you're coming into something and you want to ask questions and stuff like that, completely free to do that. But just realize that, you know, some of the things you might hear may kind of sound as if we're being rude. But understand it's because of this resource that we have. It's not something that you can go out and just buy more of. You know, we really got to watch it. But if you really want to get into fishing, the first thing that I would tell you to do is just do a little bit of research about, you know, the stuff that you're going to need. There's some really basics. When I first started out, I honestly only had a float suit, which is something I'd highly recommend, especially if you're going out and you're brand new. You know, the one thing you'll hear all the time is no ice is safe ice. So even though somebody's telling you there's 7 inches of ice out there, you know, you just never know, right? And if this is your first time and you're inexperienced, you can't go wrong with having a float suit.
Describe a float suit for someone who may not have ever seen one.
A float suit's actually, you can get it usually in one piece and two piece. There's different types of float suits. There's even like survival suits that you can get. But basically, it's filled with like a flotation material. It's kind of like foam. So if you happen to fall through the ice, it keeps you afloat. And it just, it keeps you warm. You know, I have a Salus suit, which is an amazing Canadian made brand. And I've fallen through the ice with it, actually just recently, this winter. And it kept me relatively dry. It kept me warm afterwards. And it kept me buoyant. And that's the most important, right? Because you want to try and get yourself back on the ice, you know, if you happen to fall through.
What do you need to bring for warmth?
So it depends on really what you have. So for, I would recommend that, you know, if you're bringing up, say, a family, right? Like I have an 8-year-old son and I'd never go out, you know, into, you know, just the open ice on a nice cold day, and hope he's warm because it does get very chilly out on the ice. But of course that float suit's going to keep you warm. Mitts, hat, you know, those things all keep you warm. Scarves, do your best to, you know, cover yourself up as much as you can. But then you can also get into things like an ice hut. You can get pop-up shelters that you literally can wear as a backpack till you get to your spot, or you can drag them out on a sled. And then they literally pop up in a matter of minutes. And then you can get little heaters. They have like Buddy heaters. Buddy is a big brand name, which is just a propane heater, basically. So it takes usually those little green containers of propane. Those are the most popular. The more cheaper kind, and I don't mean cheaper as in like they're cheaply made, but cheaper as in least expensive because they're very basic. They will plug onto any size propane tank, you know, the 5 pounds or 1 pounds, and it's called a flower heater. And it literally is just this giant piece of metal that heats up and it pumps out the heat pretty well. But that's what I use in my hut, and that keeps me pretty warm too. And then once you're in there and that thing's going, I mean, you can almost like strip down to your pants and shirt because it keeps that hut really warm.
And what can you expect to catch when you're out on the lake?
You can catch all the same stuff that you can catch in the summer. Regulations change what you can catch. So for an example, in the summer, you can catch smallmouth and largemouth bass in and around our areas anyway. And you can only catch them in the summer. And then after the fall's done and we get into the winter areas, you can't catch those fish anymore. But you have fish, like, depending on what lake you go to, you know, especially in the Muskoka area, you got lake trout, splake, you can get some whitefish, perch, you know, crappie, bluegill. There's all kinds, and it changes depending on what kind of lake you're going to. Walleye's another big one that people get. But really, you're only limited by the regulations and what the lake that you plan on visiting has in it.
And what about licensing?
Basic is fishing license, right? So you always got to have a fishing license. And with the fishing license, now you have your outdoors card. So to fish, you need your outdoors card and then your fishing license on top of that. And you can get digital copies of those. Like, for an example, I have mine on my cell phone. It literally is just kind of a printout that you can save as a document on your phone. But yeah, what'll happen is the M&R will come by, you know, the times that they've stopped me, I'll be sitting in my hut fishing and you'll hear a snowmobile kind of come up and you can tell they're getting close to your hut. So you kind of look out to see if it's just some guys coming to say hi or, you know, who it is. And they'll pull up on the sled. They're extremely friendly. They usually always chat with you about what you're catching and, you know, how you're doing. And they'll tell you, you know, if you ask, you know, kind of how other people are doing. And they're super friendly, and they're just out there just to make sure that, one, you got your fishing license, you got your outdoors card, you're not catching anything illegal, you're not over your limits. You know, some fish have limits of how many you can catch, so they're going to make sure that you're not over those limits. And they're no different than, you know, a policeman going around the city, you know, making sure you're not, you know, illegally parked or anything like that. They're just the outdoor version.
Virtual fishing is huge. Tell us a bit about virtual fishing derbies, and including ice fishing derbies.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's two sides to that whole virtual fishing thing, right? So, you know, for me, I have a YouTube channel that I do, you know, a live version of the radio station show, as well as I will record my fishing shows and put them up there for people to watch. And if I've learned anything, I'll share that with them. And then there's the other side to that, which is actual fishing derbies, where you can join a fishing derby. Some of them you can win prizes, some of them you can either win money, but you can literally join these fishing derbies online. Fish Donkey is the one that I used last year. Every year I do a summertime bass tournament on Fish Donkey, and it's literally just called the Really Fishing, you know, bass tournament. It's nothing special. And what we'll do is you'll weigh a fish or measure it depending on what you want, and then you just enter it. Sometimes, like, for example, last year we did weekly prizes. So whoever had the biggest fish, as in weight, got a weekly prize, got a little bit of a shout-out on the YouTube show that I do. And then, of course, the bigger things now, YouTube is good for that long form. But then you have, like, Instagram and stuff where you can have your Instagram stories. And people really, really follow it. You know, I think it's just like anything else. You know, if you happen to be, you know, into cooking, you know, you have your own cooking shows, you have your own Instagram followers that are sharing recipes with you and stuff like that. It really is a big thing for fishermen.
Now, if someone wants to reach you and find out about fishing, how do they do it?
Oh, man, they can get me on any of my social media outlets, and they're all as Aurelia Fishing. So I'm usually on YouTube. Instagram's a big one for me. Facebook, Twitter. I'm not on Twitter very often, but you can still reach me there. All at Aurelia Fishing. You can reach me there. And then I have my own tackle shop. So AureliaFishing.com is a tackle shop. It's an online tackle shop. So you can go in, get any of your baits that you want to go fishing, ice fishing, summer fishing, any of it, and I'll ship it to you. There's no need to go to a store, which happens to be perfect in this day and age right now. But, yeah.
And the advice is free?
Absolutely, yeah. So you're not going to pay for any of that. The advice is free. You only get charged for the lures.
Our thanks to Jason DeValadares. For Muskoka Connects, I'm Tim Hearn.